day, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to Total Wellness Radio, making us a part of your day. This is episode 175 with Travis French. Travis is a health consultant with a passion for helping others, and he's taken that passion for natural health and incorporated it into helping adults with disabilities. Today on episode 175, he introduces us to his personal journey and vision for his business as he cares for those with disabilities in a natural, non-invasive way. So sit back and enjoy this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Hi, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio, and I am super excited to have kind of a dual interview today with a young man by the name of Travis French. Travis, thank you for being on the Total Wellness Radio.
Well, thank you for having me.
Episode 175. We got kind of a different discussion today. I mean, obviously, you've been with us since October 2012 as a client. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's going on 7 years now.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that's really cool. That's
feels nice like it was history. Just yesterday.
Yeah. And so one of the things we were talking recently, you were in for just kind of an evaluation like we do our normal maintenance with you as a client. And I think it was you and Craig maybe that got to talking about some of the future plans that you've got going, kind of going in the direction of a natural health career, or the things that you've been learning the last few years you're going to try to expand on and provide, I guess, in Laramie. And you and a buddy have got a business. I mean, you got some exciting stuff going on. And instead of me continuing to butcher it like I am, why don't you, for our listeners, just tell us what's going on with you. I mean, obviously, your history about coming here and what you've learned, but also the direction you're going to take that knowledge in the future.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I approached Greg, actually, I believe it was in January or December or January, and because I started actually studying to be a nutritional consultant.
Yeah, okay. Was that with Trinity?
No, that was with the Stratford Institute. So
okay.
A completely different organization.
Gotcha, but, okay.
I started doing that, and I started just learning more detailed, rather than just watching videos or reading articles. It was more of an in-depth study into homeopathy and just a ton of other aspects of natural health.
Okay.
And so I just really got excited about that. And then about the same time, I was speaking with a friend of mine who actually lives here in Cheyenne, and we got this idea for starting a business.
Okay.
And he, you know, previously has worked with disabled adults that suffer from traumatic brain injuries and all sorts of things. And he really wanted to get back into that because that was something he's really passionate about. And we've been friends for...
What a labor of love, right?
Oh, yeah.
Now, exactly. Does he have some background with that in his own family, or was he around it as a kid? Or, I mean, is there, like, some kind of connection that he has with that that kind of pushed him in the direction, or he just loves to serve in that capacity?
Well, a little bit of both, really.
Okay, all right.
Because he had a very troubled childhood.
Okay.
He was in foster homes and things, so he really understands and wants to work with troubled kids and adults.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's just one of the most efficient ways to get into it.
Okay. That makes sense. All right.
Yeah. So for anything else, you have to have like a psychology degree and all that. So that's just a more natural way for him to get into it. But what we decided is that we would actually combine natural health with caring for adults.
And such a great idea, guy.
Oh, yeah. And just because, you know, in doing some of the research that we did in the meantime, of initially talking about this idea, you know, me going to school for it and everything, is we learned that a lot of places in Cheyenne, I can't name names, unfortunately, but,
sure.
But a lot of businesses really, they don't treat these clients the way they should be treated.
Yeah.
They treat them more as an obligation rather than, you know, caring for them. And
just a babysitting job, maybe?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
And so what we wanted to do is come up with an approach that would respect them as adults, humans, and really just increase their quality of life through experiences around their local community. A lot of them already do help out with church groups and things, but a lot of times it's limited in what they can do with that. And, you know, from my perspective, I started looking at them from, okay, what are they suffering from? What are they doing? What are they... what's their daily habit? And I started to notice that a lot of them are over-medicated, just on prescription medications. They see numerous doctors.
I see it too. I know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, a lot of them have a lot of issues unrelated to their, you know, their mental state. So a lot of them have severe indigestion, constipation. I mean, all these...
Weight. Yeah. Weight's a biggie.
Oh, yeah. Just because, I mean, especially because a lot of them aren't really encouraged to go outside and do stuff.
Yeah.
So it's something to where they kind of tend to sit inside all day, watch television. They don't really interact as much as they could. Sure. Or even just be outside.
Yeah.
So actually what we did was we put together a plan on the care side and then on the... I mean, really just the eating side, I like to consider it, of just improving their diet, getting the junk out of their system, you know, helping them, you know, have as few medications as needed. Mm-hmm. Because there are certain things, of course, you can't really get away from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to help as many of the smaller issues as I could, like the indigestion and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And so what I did is over the last 2 years, really, ever since I was deployed in a certain, you know, Middle Eastern area.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. thank you for your service, by the way. Okay.
You. But when I was deployed, I had a lot of free time and I started really diving deep into, you know, organic foods, you know, soil depletion, you know, removing just a lot of, you know, harmful chemicals from the body and just a whole bunch of other areas.
The problems we face in modern living with the environmental pollutants, air, water, and food.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, nutritional, you know, the food that's void of supporting. Yeah, okay, got it.
It's microwaved to death or something.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, don't get me off on the microwave. Yeah. Hey. Okay.
I got rid of mine.
Good for you.
But, I mean, when I was over there, I started noticing certain things just from my fellow military members.
Sure.
I mean, they were in a controlled environment. They were still suffering from the same things that they would be suffering from back in the States. And so, you know, you kind of start to go down the Google, you know, rabbit hole and, you know, eventually you do get onto, you know, peer-reviewed sites. One of them specifically, the NCBI. I can't remember what it stands for, but...
NCBI. Well, we'll make a reference to it. Sure.
Yeah, definitely. And that's something to where any, really any study that's conducted in any, you know, medical field from all over the world, that's where the files are kept. So those are the most, you know, up-to-date studies. They're the most accurate. They're, you know, completed by people that are a lot smarter than I am. So, but that's something to where, you know, you start to do that, learn all those, and then...
Sure.
You know, you just think, I need to apply this in my everyday life, and I need to tell people about this because no one knows about it.
Right.
You know, everyone, you know, anyway.
Well, they're so groomed into thinking that there's no other way to look at something.
Right.
No one is being taught that your diet, lifestyle, and stress is 80% of your health your entire life.
Oh, yeah.
And the diet being one of the biggest keys to that, because if you're feeling good, you can change your environment, you can change other things. If you don't feel good from if your body can't perform because it's being given poor quality fuel, this other stuff doesn't have a chance to change either.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
You're embarking on this. What's the name of your business? I love the name.
So this was actually my friend's idea. He came up with it.
Okay.
So he's calling it Above and Beyond Care.
Wow. I just love the name.
Absolutely. And as of right now, we do have a Facebook page, which is currently under construction.
Okay. It's not up and running yet, though, huh?
Well, it is up and running, but there's not... we're focusing on getting all the licensure and everything that we need to do for the state of Wyoming.
Yeah, because you're going to be like a nonprofit type LLC or a 501c3. Well, so you can accept donations maybe, or how's that going to work?
Well, I mean, donations are always accepted.
Yeah. Whether they're tax deductible or not, it's another story.
Exactly. but right now we are set up as an LLC.
Okay.
Just because that was the easiest way to get it going.
Sure.
So that's something that we do have set up already.
Mm-hmm.
That's where
you're going to locate this in Laramie? You're thinking that's the location or?
Well, what it'll be is we've headquartered it in Laramie. Just because that's, of course, where I live, so it's easier.
Okay.
And I'm the CEO.
There you go.
Fancy about that.
Yeah, right.
But actually...
You'll be good at it.
Exactly. Hopefully. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
But what we're doing is we're actually setting up to care for the individuals in Cheyenne.
Okay.
Just because that's where the majority of the assistance is needed.
Yeah.
Laramie, fortunately, I mean, or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, really doesn't have a very large disabled population.
Okay.
Just because it's more of a college town.
Sure. And get a lot of influence of out-of-state out of that area that come there. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
So
you're looking for grant writers. You're looking for grants. You're looking for donors. You're looking for where are you at in your plan? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Well, definitely where we are right now is absolutely donations would be amazing to be able to get this off the ground and actually do the things that we need to do to provide for these clients.
You got a needs list. So let's hear. So donations one. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Definitely a second would be any kind of other than donations, as of right now, that's kind of where we stand.
Yeah. But, okay.
Eventually it will go into any kind of furniture would be amazing just because of course, with these clients, it's a residential rehabilitation progress.
Okay.
So something to where they essentially live and pay for their own home.
Right.
But a lot of times, especially depending on their family situation, they don't have necessarily furniture coming through us. A lot of times the small amount of money they do get is from the state directly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, they're on a limited budget. We are on a limited budget. Yep. So it's, it's kind of a lot of juggling taking place. As of right now, to get all the licensure that we need, to get everything up and running, to get, even just the plans and the paperwork needed to, be qualified by the state is, donations definitely would be the first thing. So.
Sure. All right. Well, good. What do you think it was that put you on this path? I mean, what do you think in your own experience, your own life? I know, I knew your mom real well. I think it was your mom that brought you here, I think, even.
Yeah.
And, God bless her. We loved her. Sad to see that she passed. But what other aspects brought you into, I want to do something in this, I want to be a part of this?
Oh, yeah. So a funny story, because I was never one to be in health. I was always more of almost a typical millennial, playing video games.
French fries and Oreos.
Exactly. French fries, microwaved whatever, and bread. Sugar sandwiches.
Sugar sandwiches, so. yeah.
But what initially started me off is I actually, I was essentially best friends with my mom.
Yeah.
We had a really nice relationship. And, when we first actually decided to come here,
We
actually came for my sister.
Yeah.
Because
that's right.
Yeah. She had suffered from eczema all her life.
Yep.
And a few other issues as well.
Sure.
But my mom and her, Google skills, she found you.
Yeah.
And we came here to get a feel for what this is all about. Because she'd been going to doctors and medications and all that, and nothing was helping.
Right.
And so we came here, we sat through the
orientation.
First orientation.
Yep.
And, it was really funny because we both looked at each other, and it was just immediately like, this is what we've always had in the back of our head.
Yeah.
Because my mom and I both, we were contrarians.
Yeah.
And it was something to where we didn't necessarily like doctors, but we didn't hate them.
Sure. It's like there's got to be a better way.
Yeah, exactly.
The drug and scalpel approach, that's just two tools.
Yeah, exactly.
And
then, constantly there's the commercials on TV where it's medication and, 90% of the commercials just listing all the things that can happen to you and everything else. And, we never really had any personal experience with going through like a traumatic event with a medication or a surgery or anything.
Yeah.
But it's something to where the way I've always kind of thought of it, and my mom and both of us have always thought of it, is if you can learn from someone else's mistake, then, that is...
It's huge.
Oh, yeah. That's,
They already paid the price. Exactly. Don't pay price again for the same, for the same lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. That makes good sense.
Yeah. So, we came to that original orientation and, at first we kind of thought, it probably won't work. It'll be, they talk a great game, but everyone talks a great game.
Yeah, sure.
And so, then, we came for our first appointment and that was, I had never experienced anything.
An eye-opener.
Yeah, exactly. so much can be explained about how the body is reacting with such a simple evaluation.
Yeah.
The HRV and essentially testing my arm
strength
to an extent.
The kinesiology. Sure. Yeah.
And that to me was so amazing. And I just remember thinking when I was on the table getting tested, I was like, this is so easy. Why isn't everyone doing this?
Right.
I had suffered from things that I just thought was normal. So all throughout my life, I've always had, essentially constipation. There was a time when I was 8 years old to where I had a horrible diet. I think I ate, 12 or something apples in one day, and the next morning I woke up and it was such excruciating pain. I actually was screaming so loudly in my bedroom because I couldn't move that the neighbors called 911.
Oh my gosh.
Because they thought someone was essentially being murdered in my apartment.
Oh my gosh.
And so that was really the only ever, health thing that I ever experienced. But
yeah,
I just thought that was normal. When I was growing up,
it's amazing what we think's normal.
Yeah.
It's common.
Mm-hmm.
It's not normal.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And then through my teenage years, I grew really fast. I was always the shortest kid in my class, mm-hmm. and now I'm 6'2". And so through my teenage years, I was constantly in pain. My joints always hurt. My knees mm-hmm. always hurt. My spine always kind of hurt. That was probably my own fault. I never sat correctly. but again, I just always thought it was normal. Because, you grew up hearing growing pains, and I was like, oh, well, I guess it's growing pains,
Sure.
And my mom always kind of thought it was normal, too.
Yeah.
Just because, she's never been 6 feet tall, so she doesn't know.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't until we came here and we started correcting the things that we do on a daily basis that both of us saw such a huge improvement over such a short amount of time.
Yep.
Yeah. And especially my mother.
Sure.
Because before she came here, she actually was recommended for a heart-lung transplant.
Yeah.
And, she almost passed away in 2008.
Yeah.
And
I know. It was very, I know.
That was heartbreaking.
I know.
And, at the time for me, being an 18-year-old kid, I thought I knew it all. And I just didn't really, I was just angry. Oh, man, I was such an angry kid. But then, I came here and I started correcting my diet, and I realized the more I fixed, the less angry I was.
Yeah.
The more I fixed, the less pain I had.
Yep.
I was able to succeed in areas where I didn't think I was able to succeed.
Yeah.
My memory came back with, it was just...
With clarity.
Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah.
And so I always considered myself kind of a smart kid, but, not wanting to be put in kind of... the school system, I always felt that was very limiting to me, but I always felt pretty smart. But this was something to where I really felt like I unlocked a part of my brain that had been cut off for so long.
Wow.
So
interesting way to describe it.
Yeah.
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 So what do you think some of the biggest challenges are that you faced personally with this? As far as developing new skills for yourself and then now wanting to transition that and impact the lives of others with it as well.
Well, I think really the hardest part for me, and I think the vast majority of people as well, is accepting that there is a different way.
Mm.
That's the first thing.
Gotcha.
Because, when I was going through high school and all that when I was a kid, it was something where I drank 4 or 5 Dr. Peppers in a day. And I was always like, man, why am I always feeling dehydrated? Why am I always feeling...
yeah. And my body's not performing well on that stuff.
Yeah, exactly. And I was like, oh, well, this is normal, so I'll just take an ibuprofen. Because that will relieve the pain.
Yeah, sure.
And so, I guess I always had in the back of my mind without ever being able to say it, is I always thought that the natural state of humanity was pain.
Mm, okay.
And so that was a really big fundamental change that... It took me a really long time. Even after I started seeing you, it still took me probably 2 years to really accept that.
Sure.
That, the natural...
Or realize the impact of it, right? Yeah,
the
message. Sure. It takes a while for this stuff to sink in.
It really does. it's so funny, though. It's funny, though, because when the pain starts to go away, when you don't have to... I always kind of liken it to hunter-gatherers.
Mm,
when you don't have to constantly fight for survival, you can explore, art and...
Yep.
All of those stuff. But that's how I always felt it. That was the hardest thing for me to get through to myself.
Sure.
Is that the natural state is, I don't even know what
we're supposed to say. Healthy, clear, aware, right?
Yeah, the natural
connected.
State is health.
Yeah, yeah.
And so once I kind of realized that, it was like, okay, well, I know now that what I do every day has an impact on how I feel.
Yep.
And
yep.
Really, for me, one of the biggest things that I didn't even realize it at the time, but helped me so much, was actually the food log.
Yeah.
The thing you were talking about today.
You just did that today. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And because, being able to write down what you're eating and then immediately be able to just be aware of your body and how it's reacting, that's, I mean, that's almost a gift from God right there, is because then you're able to actually assess what is going on with your body rather than just you wake up, you feel bad, you go to bed, you feel bad.
Yeah.
You know, it's something to where since I've corrected my diet, especially over the last 2 years, I mean, mm-hmm. I've really delved deep into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'm so acutely aware of everything that's going on with my body.
Mm-hmm.
I know before there's any signs or symptoms, before I even have a fever, that I'm sick.
Yep.
Because it's just like, I know
something's off.
Yeah. Like the colors are different or something, you know. But, you know, that's something to where that would be the most important thing that I would tell someone else.
Yeah.
Is that, you know, it may not work for you, but if you just accept that it could, then
put forth the effort.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So you're going to transition all of what you've experienced into providing that to adults who are, you know, kind of like living in supervised care, and take it beyond just this normal babysitter kind of mentality into work. We're going to really have a positive impact on your health. We're going to, you know, with diet, lifestyle, movement. You mentioned composting, greenhousing, right? Share some of that, what your interest in that as well.
Oh, yeah. So I've developed a plan essentially of kind of a three phases.
Okay.
Just because you can't do all of it at once. You know, you can't lift 250 pounds if you've never picked up a weight before.
Sure,
so,
sure.
I mean, it's a process. It took me 7 years. So.
Yes.
But initially, what I'm planning to do with Above and Beyond Care is take the clients, assess their initial, how they came to us.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what are their daily habits? Are they drinking 9 sodas? Are they, you know, just eating stuff out of a microwave? Are they just eating chips all day?
Yep.
So my initial plan for the first phase is to essentially wean them off all the stuff they're currently doing that's bad.
Right. Okay, sure.
Because
sounds familiar.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, once we do that, then we can get a baseline of what their actual health is.
Yeah.
So then, you know, with me researching homeopathy and working with you and doing all the other stuff I'm doing.
Sure.
It's then evaluating each one of them individually and assessing what their needs are.
Sure.
So, you know, not every person is the same, and that's one of the problems with mainstream you know, medicine.
Modern medical, so, yep.
Yeah, the allopathic
they teach
model.
Everybody the same.
And so kind of the next step is then giving them the nutrients that they need.
Mm-hmm.
And what that'll be initially is essentially doing it for them, but slowly integrating them into, you know,
an active
their
role.
Own food. Exactly.
It's a great idea.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then the third phase is once they're on track, then it's something to where we're going to actually involve them in their own health.
Gotcha.
So that's where the composting, the gardening, that's where all that comes in.
They start growing foods that's real.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so what I have set up right now actually is about 20,000 seeds of all different fruits and vegetables just waiting to be planted.
Wow!
Yeah.
Good for you! Oh, yeah.
And I mean, they're all, you know, organic. They've never been touched by pesticides or anything like that.
That's
so
amazing. Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Oh, yeah.
That's going to have some major impact.
Oh, yeah. And what we're also planning to do with the composting part of it is trying to eliminate as much waste as we possibly can. I mean, everything's in a plastic container now. So if we can just grow our own food, we don't have to ship it, bag it, we don't have to, you know, so eventually it'll be a self-sustaining system that we're eventually planning on implementing.
Yeah.
And what my two larger goals within the next 10 to 15 years is actually have this become almost a national standard, a national standard of care for adults with disabilities.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
God. That's a great idea.
Oh, yeah. Because everything we're doing, I mean, I'm laying it out so simplistically that anyone could follow the instructions and anyone can implement it. As long as you have a backyard that's bigger than, you know, 2x2.
Right.
Then
you can do it in this.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you have
300 or 400 square feet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then what my larger goal is, you know, 15 to 20 years out, is actually to establish a health retreat for...
You mentioned that. There's a gal that has something like that. She's got a model going that you kind of liked.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fascinating. I discovered her name is Barbara O'Neill.
Okay.
And she's Australian.
Okay.
And, you know, whenever I'm watching anything, it's always way easier for me to listen to it if the person has an Australian accent. For whatever reason.
It's just music to your ears.
Yeah, yeah. I think it started when I started watching Steve Irwin when I was a kid.
Probably. You know, yeah. Yeah.
I was just so excited about everything. But,
I got your attention.
Yeah. But, So I started looking into, you know, what she was doing. She's actually written a few books as well.
Okay.
But she does these lectures, and she travels all around the world doing these lectures. She actually has a lecture coming to, I think it's either Denver or Fort Collins in August.
Okay.
And I actually have tickets to go. So
good.
So while I was watching her, she goes so in depth of human anatomy, of just simple things like poultices and things that help with ear infections and I mean, all this kind of stuff. And as I was watching her, it just hit me again like a ton of bricks of, this is so simple. Why isn't everyone doing this?
Yeah.
You know, because you can take, you know, 10, 10 things of antibiotics.
Sure.
And you still feel miserable and still have the exact issue you're having a problem with.
And then you have to heal twice.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, your gut bacteria is all destroyed and all that. But then, you know, she had a very simple, you know, onion poultice or even just a steamed onion for your ear.
Yep.
And that clears up the ear infection.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, to me, it's like, well, onions are pretty easy. They're $1.
They're not, most anybody can afford an onion.
Yeah, exactly. And they're readily available. And, you know, funny story about that is my girlfriend actually had an ear infection the other day.
Yeah.
And she was complaining to me the whole time. She's like, oh, it just hurts. It hurts. It hurts. And so I kept telling her, I was like, well, just put an onion in the oven for 5 minutes and then put it on your ear.
Yeah, be nice and moist. Pull it,
And, you know, finally, after about another 3 hours of her complaining about it, she actually did it. And she's like, you know, I feel a lot better now.
What a concept.
I know, right?
Yeah. No, let me give you this piece of advice because I know it'll make you worse.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's so great.
And so, but her mentality of it is... You know,
I remember when you first brought her here too. She's very like, my radar's up. What's going on here?
Oh, yeah. Well, because I had 6 years of learning that I tried to just put on her all at once.
Yeah.
And with anyone, I mean, with anything, I mean, you know, if, you know, not to use a horrible example or anything, but, you know, if you know the earth is round and you're trying to tell someone you've been studying this for years,
right,
and you come to someone that, you know,
convinced it's flat,
then it's just, I mean, they're not going to,
night and day.
It's a slow process, but.
Yeah.
But eventually, I mean, luckily she did come here.
Yeah.
And, you know, started getting a lot of help with what she needed.
Sure.
And it's actually helped a lot. She's lost almost 10 pounds.
Yeah.
And she's doing great.
But, yeah.
So
you're going to have it in a three-phase kind of a situation. You're going to be able to implement it. You're going to make it so simple. Anybody could do it anywhere.
Absolutely.
In their community. Mm-hmm. So you're thinking about doing this in the next 15 to 20 years as an extension of Above and Beyond Care here. You're just going to have you're just going to branch it out and help other communities get it going under your umbrella? Or how are you planning on making that?
Well, I almost feel like Alexander the Great in some senses, because I feel like I have to at least start it.
Right.
You know, so... I'll probably have my hand in all these things
there
to
you
start.
Go. There you go. Then let somebody else take over.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. I know the feeling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. That's great. That's great.
But yeah, I mean, really that is, I mean, that's my goal, is to use Above and Beyond Care as one, a tool to care for these individuals.
Sure.
But really as a platform to say, hey, proof of concept, you know, this can
work. There's a model.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That can be implemented anywhere. And then just document
absolutely
every step of the way as to what it takes to do it and be successful with it.
Absolutely.
You know? Mm-hmm. And man, this is what a great journey that you're embarking on.
Oh yeah. I just can't sit still. I've always been that way. You know, it's just if I know something someone else doesn't know, I should at least try and share it with them.
Yeah.
If they don't want it,
it's
okay.
Up to them, sure.
That's
not on you.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, if you never know, you know, like one example I typically like to use is that growing up, my mom, she never knew about life insurance and how to use insurance for your own benefit. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, unfortunately, when she did pass, there wasn't much, you know, in place to leave the next generation,
sure,
you know, my sisters and I,
yeah,
you know, something to build off of.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, when I started learning about insurance and how you can all do that, I mean, oh my gosh, it opened our eyes of how, even if you're not successful, you can make sure to set up the next generation as successful.
Yeah, you can position them.
Yeah,
sure.
For pennies 100%. A month. I mean, you know, it's just, so.
That's 100% true. Yeah, and then the knowledge you're going to be passing on to these people too.
Absolutely.
You know.
Oh yeah.
So. It's good stuff, man. God bless you. What a journey you're on. I look forward to watching it materialize, to come to fruition, to contribute wherever we can as absolutely. Part of that. I mean, don't hesitate to ask.
Oh, yeah.
If there's something we can do, we'll do it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, like I was telling Craig, I mean, there's partnerships in the future, so.
Okay. Well, very good. Very good. As we get ready to wrap this up, is there any final thoughts or comments you want to make sure the listeners get to hear from you?
Well, definitely what I hope and suggest is that they reach out to Search Above and Beyond Care on Facebook.
Okay.
Any support in this beginning stage is uh-huh. definitely amazingly helpful.
Yep.
If they can see fit to donate, absolutely great. If there's anything that we can, you know, if there's anything that anyone has experience with.
Nope,
that's not.
That's not you. Where do you think? For you listeners, we're on Facebook right now trying to figure it out here, so we're gonna find it so we can.
Oh, the one thing is it has an ampersand sign. But yeah. So.
Well, you're not talking to a. How do you want me to type this? I'll let you type it. I don't even know what you said. An English teacher. Oh, that's great. Oh, there we go. Oh, there
that
you go.
May have better
okay.
results.
Let's see what it does here. Is this you?
No.
Well,
what I'll do is because I'm
send me the link and we'll make sure and post it in the description.
Definitely.
That way, when this episode gets ready to be published
mm-hmm.
on iTunes and Spotify and Google Play and all the places, like there's like 12 different platforms that this is going to go to, so it's going to get out there.
Okay.
We definitely want to get it, you know, the description posted in here when we'd put it online. So
absolutely,
we need that link.
Oh, yeah.
So we can make this thing contribute to making this thing happen. So,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So right, yeah. So friend. I'll definitely provide that. But to end it,
sure.
Basically, any donations would be amazingly helpful.
Yeah.
Any, you know, if you can't donate, please just, you know, keep us in your prayers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's something to where it's amazing how much just that mindset helps
mm-hmm.
of almost like the placebo effect. You know, yeah. It's just if you can think it, you can do it. You know?
That's right. That's right. Travis, thank you so much, brother.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you, man. Yeah, keep up the good work.
I appreciate everything you've done for me and my family.
Well, my pleasure. My pleasure. It's been a wonderful journey. It's just like the next leg of the journey, it feels like we're about to embark on. So that's
absolutely.
Good. Yeah. Okay, everybody, for Travis French, this is Dan Young. This is episode 175 of Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. Well, everybody, that will wrap up this episode of Total Wellness Radio. Be sure and tune in weekly for new episodes covering today's most important health topics by today's most engaged natural health practitioners. To request a topic or to be on a future episode of Total Wellness Radio, text me at 307-631-5300. Again, that's 307-631-5300. And I wish to thank you again for tuning in.